Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Balasari, the host of In the Hive with Michelle B. This is my space to do my real estate podcast that is always about marketing, social media, Instagram, video, branding, content creation, you name it, we talk about it on the show. And I love to highlight trends that are happening in our real estate industry. Not to mention, love doing some interviews with industry insiders and influencers. So make sure you go back to previous episodes. I have interviewed 30 of some of the top leaders in our industry. This episode is brought to you by the Balasari Group at REMAX Services here in beautiful Boca Raton. So if you have a referral, please think of me, Michelle B. I want you to buckle up and get ready. And if you are thinking as a real estate agent that you want to become the local real estate influencer in your community, and you want to become a listing ninja in niches that are untapped, go to the show notes, check it out. I've got some freebies down there for you. And if you have any questions, reach out to me at the Michelle B on Instagram. SipSocialSell.com is my website. And you can certainly follow my YouTube channel that is all about real estate niches and Instagram content. All right, let's get started. We're just waiting for a minute. Yay!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was waiting on Google Meets to meet with you, and I'm like, where is she? Like, obviously I got this wrong. So it's so good to connect with you. And I was listening to your thoughts on Clubhouse. I'm on the fence right now about Clubhouse. Your perspective is interesting to me. Right now it's feeling like a distraction. I'm on it. I haven't really participated yet, but it just feels like you have to be there all the time. There's not the opportunity for evergreen yet. So I'm just trying to gauge before I hop on and plummet myself in. Do you follow Chelsea Peets at all?
Oh, she and I are good friends.
Oh my gosh. She's dope. She's my people. I know she's my people. I know she's from the tribe of people that I definitely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, she's awesome. We met about 4.5 years ago on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And so, very graciously, I was just on her podcast last week. So if you guys want to hear what we talked about, which was micro niching and a little bit about Clubhouse, I'm on her podcast. You can find that on iTunes. So you can go
awesome.
Over there. Yep. So here's my 2 cents on what you said, because I don't disagree. However, this is what I've done. Once I was on Clubhouse and I got the handle of it and I've seen the landscape of it, I'm like, okay, one, let me adjust my notifications. I don't need to be notified when everybody's jumping on. Okay. Two, where do I want to be and why do I want to be on that platform? I always say with Instagram to agents, know your why. Why are you on here? Who do you want to attract? For me, I'm in South Florida, relocation. Buyers and sellers from other parts of the United States in particular, and real estate agents are a big referral source for me. My strengths are I teach agents how to use Instagram in their business, how to brand, and also how to use niches. So for me, being in a room, being able to give that information, hosting a room, sharing it, attracts my type of potential client or referral partner to me. If you want to learn, I think it's a fantastic platform to learn. However, I said this to a friend of mine, Sue Pinky Benson. I don't know if you know Sue.
Oh, I love Sue. I love her.
So she's on the west coast of Florida, Naples. I'm on the east coast. So I said to Sue, I like Clubhouse, but the big rooms aren't working for me. Smaller rooms where you have an opportunity to ask a question, I think are perfect for realtors right now. Some of the big rooms are a little overwhelming. And you can already see, like, I got on like the 28th or 29th of December, and now I can see it's really swung the other way. And now it's like, this is what I'm selling and this is what I'm promoting and you know, so you can already see the direction it's going in. As far as monetizing it, I'm not sure, because you're right. You can't evergreen and you're not supposed to record, but I did see somebody yesterday who live streamed on Facebook a session that they were doing at Clubhouse.
Yeah.
So, but to me, that's still recording. So I don't know if that goes against their terms.
I don't know how that's going to, it's not going to last, right? Like that part of it, I just don't see how it can last. Like we need to make great use of our time. Watch when Gary Vee gets on. Like to me, once the Gary Vaynerchuk gets on and, you know, we start to see how he's using it, that's going to be my sort of forte of what to do and how to do it and those sorts of things. And so maybe we can kind of, you know, like, and kind of jump in and this is an excellent segue because, you know, some of the value that I want to provide realtors is that I've been doing live open houses on Facebook and I started on Facebook in 2017 and I'll tell you why I started. I hate doing open houses. Hate them. I'd rather golf.
I'd rather poke my eye out.
That's what I want to do.
I don't like them.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like them. And for me in my market, I have found them not to be a good use of my time. So I started doing the live open houses. And then when Instagram started, then I hopped on there as well. And I've had the opportunity to get my clients. Now, my market has been a buyer's market since 2014. I think we're just starting to come into a balanced market, which is really great. So I'm in Fort McMurray, Alberta. For my American friends, we realized that they don't teach you much about Canada when you go to school. So I am 12 hours drive north of the Montana border. Okay, so I live in Alberta, and Alberta is the Texas of Canada. Okay,
yes,
so and I live in the city that is the oil producing capital of Canada in Fort McMurray, Alberta. So, just to give you some context. Yeah, where I am and what I'm doing.
So, and just so you know, I lived in Calgary two different times when I was a kid. I'm Canadian.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I'm 8 hours north of Calgary. Right? You know Fort Mac then. You know Fort Mac.
Dad was an insurance guy. So we lived in Vancouver, Calgary, back to Vancouver, back to Calgary. I have family in Lethbridge, Alberta. I have family in Edmonton. Then we moved to London, Ontario, and then I moved to Florida when I was 16 in 1978. So I've been down here a long time.
Nice. Yeah, I don't blame you. I got a girlfriend down there as well. But to squirrel back to the conversation of Gary Vee and live open houses, he talks about in one of his things a couple years ago, he has a slide deck of like 88 slides of how to create. He creates 30 pieces of content out of a 1 hour talk. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. But what am I doing and how can I do to get more content out of what I'm already creating? And that's when I came up with these minimum, it's not just 22. It's more than 22 things. And it's changed a little bit too because the technology has changed in the last 3 years. And I use a program called StreamYard now, which Adam Contos turned me on to, which is like lifesaver. So I can stream on Facebook, the MLS, and YouTube at the same time. I'm all about working smart. I like working smart. I work hard, but I like working smart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to YouTube and you want to see the tutorial I created on that, on what I do and that, and at the end, if you watch through the whole thing, there's a download, there's a link to a download of all the 22 steps that I do. I'm Melanie Gallia on YouTube. And you have to. Like whatever business you're in, you are a marketer first and then you're whatever profession you do. There's not a choice about whether or not you're doing video or not. And you must get a stabilizer, right? Like there's no chit-chatting about it. You need the stabilizer. Has Sue got one yet?
I don't know. I have a couple of them actually. And then I got really good with my hand. I was like,
I'm going to tell you, it is like, it's life changing, right? And the thing I like about my DJ Osmo, I can flip back and forth really, really simply because I've got the four, really simply back and forth, which I quite enjoy. So that's one thing. So one of the other things we wanted to talk about is my heart's desire, and that is Discover Fort McMurray, and that is my community content. And it just seems like now with COVID more than ever, it's just, you got to shop local. You don't have to, but if you can, it's really going to support your local economy in a way that You don't even know, because it's the mom and pop shops that are supporting your local soccer teams. The, you know, like sponsoring golf tournaments, sponsoring like whatever it is that you're up to, right? And it's not Amazon doing it. Jeff Bezos isn't doing it, right? No. It's these local mom and pop shops. And so I think how you kind of, we've been following each other for a little while, but I think you must have seen the piece where CBC is the Canada Broadcast Corporation, did a little piece on the 30 videos in 30 days that I did. And this, listen, this isn't new. Okay, this isn't new. I have to always put a shout out to Michael Thorne, because in 2013, and here's how I got started in video. So we're going to squirrel around a little bit, if you can kind of bear
with
me.
I'm all about squirreling. I'm an Aries.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm a little ADD, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in there. But women, we can do that, right? We can do this and then bring it back around. So in 2013, I went to R4, and I went with Dave Fauquier, who's now in Florida, actually. And Michael did a session on how to put wow into your listing presentation. And I walked out of that session, and I'm like, I'm going paperless. I'm using an iPad, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm doing video. And so the very first video I did, there was crying. There was wine drinking. There was more crying. Yeah. Right. But
I hear you.
It was better than any of the videos that anyone else was doing at the time. So I had a Samsung S3. That's what I started with. And I heard this beautiful, beautiful quote. I got to go to the BombBomb Rehumanize conference. And Angie said this, for anyone that's worried about like doing video, right? And it's like, oh, ask people, oh, just do it. Like, work, get it. And it's not just do it. You got to work through it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like when you go to run a marathon, you don't go out your house and run a marathon the first time, right? You run around the block. And so it's the same thing with doing video. Now,
right,
things have changed so much in like since 2013 to now, right? There's Remax Play, there's, you know, like RE Nation, you know, so like there's so many amazing resources to decrease the time you're learning. Curve, right?
Your learning curve could be like this now versus what it was.
It's like this now, right? Like, so that's what's amazing and crazy to me. So I always put out a shout to Michael Thorne because he helped me. And I promised I would always pay it forward, help more people. And that's one of the other reasons I created the tutorial. So we'll get back to the 30 and 30. But the other tutorial that I did is because I think it's so important. You got to be virtual. Right. So I have photos, 360 tours, floor plans, video, and then the virtual tour video, like the live open right. house videos. So I put them all in one place in my BombBomb. And so those emails can become URLs. And so I use those in a couple of ways. I use them for landing pages. I use them as like when agents book showings, hey, show this to your buyers. And I was even doing it before the pandemic to say, hey, Mr. and Mrs., you know, buddy agents, do you want your client to see, have their second, third, and fourth showing at home while you sit on your ass and whatever? And they can really make sure that they see it, right? And so it's been a really good tool. So there's another tutorial on that as well. If you Google my name, Melanie Gallia, on YouTube, you can find that. But another great resource. So, but if I go back to doing the 30 videos in 30 days, there's a couple ways to do it. And a couple ways of, it depends on how much money you want to spend. You either have time or money, right? It depends on what you have.
Every time, exactly.
Right. So I'm at the place that I want to save my time and I have some money. So I have a video editor on staff. He is my assistant's son, who is 16 years old. And so Caden spent over 100 hours editing these videos. And so it takes time. It does take time and it does take money to do those two things, but it was a labor of love. Now, if you decide to do a live outside of the property, that's another way to do a 30 and 30. Or you can just film yourself outside and have less editing. I interviewed my clients or interviewed the store owners, and that's the way that I chose to do it. The last time I did it was 2015, and the sad thing is half those businesses are gone now. So
I think we're going to see that. Yeah, we're definitely going to see
I have a huge passion for shopping local here in my own community. And now, like, I know, like, we can't get everything here, right? I know that. Yeah. So, but I try as much and as hard as I can because it does make a difference. So I'm yammering on like lots. Like, am I answering the stuff you wanted me to?
Yeah. I can, like, and so I have some questions for you because I'm pretty sure, because this is going to be on the In the Hive with Michelle B podcast and also on my YouTube channel and IGTV. So a couple of things. Let's talk about how you planned out your 30 and 30. That's number one. Yeah. And did you batch video some of those videos, like 2 in 1 day, 3 in another day? When you first started, and also big shout out to Michael Thorne and Jesse Peters, because I took their yes. video boot camp in 2017 in Orlando. Did you start off editing your own videos? And when did you okay. know you were like,
you have 10 questions for me. I'm not going to answer all of these. So, when I started doing video, I edited myself. The very first time I did the 30 and 30, yeah. I did everything myself and I was exhausted at the end, but full of like, it's like a gleeful kind of, I am in my happy place. I am helping people. This is good. People are shopping. You know, so many benefits. I did take Michael and Jesse's like class. And for me, it was just like, I want to see what else they're talking about. Because at that point, like, I wasn't just a beginner anymore, right? Like, I'm here, right? But I'm ready for, like, the 3.0, 4.0 conversation and learning to use my camera a little bit better and getting a little bit more techie. So the very first time that I did the 30 and 30, I started with businesses that I knew. Okay. I started with people that I knew. And I said, yes, well, because they knew me, they liked me, they trusted me. Right. And I did my best to showcase those local businesses so that, you know, and it was fun. And it was like no one else was doing anything. But at that time, I didn't have the brand of Discover Fort McMurray. So that was like November 2014 or 15. Anyways, doesn't matter. Fast forward to, I was all so excited to launch Discover Fort McMurray on May 1st, 2016. If you might remember, May 3rd, our city was evacuated for a month because of the biggest national disaster in our country's history. So it kind of put things on hold for a little bit, right? And so when we came back, it was more about, okay, who's open? Who's open? Who's open? So I have an app called Discover Fort McMurray, and it's become a list of, and even during COVID, I pivoted, and it took a lot of inputting and stuff like that to show people who was open. Thanks, Basil. I appreciate that. Nice. And just to show people who was open and who was closed and stuff like that. And so now it's just like, it's a resource, right? It's a local resource for people. So it's on a website. It's on Apple. It's not on the other, unfortunately. So you start with the people that you know, and then you go from there. And then you ask, especially if you're doing this for the first time, you ask who do you know or what business do you think would be great at this, right? Yeah. Now, I've gotten myself to the point, like I've taught a couple classes to some of the businesses. So the things you do for realtors, I've done for some of the businesses, and it makes my heart like so proud when I see them just exploding their creativity of what they're doing to advertise their business. I absolutely love it. So that's been really cool too. So now I'm to the point people know who I am. It's like, there was like, I had to cut it off at 30 people and I had to have a wait list. So unfortunately I had to disappoint. I hate disappointing people, but I was just like, I still have to stay full time too, you know? And you know, like I did charge people $50 per episode, but it took more like, it cost more like $250 to $300 an episode, right?
If a professional film crew were to come out, it would be more than that, actually. And so you're absolutely right, and I think that's more than reasonable to do. I have a local brand called hashtag SoBoca, which is listicles, what's happening around town, things to do, people to see, food. We love food. You know, my daughters and I jump on. So I do have a website for that.
And, I saw I creeped it. I think it's great, right?
Thank
people
you.
Come to Boca, right?
Yeah.
They're going to Google it. You're going to get a lot. And it might not translate, but eventually it will. You know, so I got an email the other day from someone. And I'm like, listen, we've been watching what you do. We really love what you're doing in the community. we love what you're doing, you know, like with your statistics, because I'm big on stats and marketing stats and stuff like that. So it's, you're in it for the long haul when it comes to doing community stuff.
I agree.
You're in it for the long haul. It's not immediate.
I want to throw some dates out because you've already mentioned 2013, 2014, 2016, moving into 2020, and you've had good press from what you've done. What never was your intention. It's a nice perk when that happens. But also the exposure that you've been able to give those businesses that probably wouldn't have had it. It ends up being just a beautiful, you know, win-win, and not exactly like intentionally I'm doing this because I want to get this. That's not how it works. I interviewed Bob Berg. He's the Go-Giver. He actually lives down here in Palm Beach County. And we had a great interview a few years ago about this give to get. No, you give because you want to give.
Yeah, it's, I have chills right now. You just talk about this. I have chills. Yeah.
Right?
And that's what it's not, it's not to get, right? It's not, I give because, you know, something was ingrained with me and my parents. You know, my parents are strong givers. You know, they both have been for as long as I can remember. And so when I see, there's one business in particular that I can think of called Firebag Coffee, and they name their coffees for the three little rivers that are here, and they are exploding in business. I am so proud of Carly because she, their business plan, they met their plan, their goal for the year, and they launched in June of last year in 6 weeks. In 6 weeks?
Fantastic.
Blows my mind.
Who doesn't want to hear a story like that? And if you could be part of that, like just say, oh my gosh, I shared this on my Instagram story. I shared this on my Facebook. You know, it takes, listen, guys, we're putting a lot of crap out on some of these social media platforms. If you just become a little more intentional and you think about what's going to be great for your community and how you, because look, we're realtors, we're wired in, man. We are so wired into everything. Everybody wants to know what's going on, what's happening. If you could just leverage that, like Melanie has done, which is fantastic, I'm telling you, the business will end up coming, but don't do it because of that.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's Discover for McMurray is my give back to the community, right? So I don't do a lot of volunteer, but there's a lot, like there's a lot we've done for the community this season. So one thing that I recommend that was a huge success. I was not expecting it. We will do it every year because it was just, it blew my mind how amazing it turned out. Is like, the first thing is that we came up with a map of the area that had Halloween decorations. There are a lot of Newfies in this town that love Christmas and Halloween. Like, Fort McMurray is the Newfoundland capital of Alberta, okay?
Oh, so, that's funny. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had to learn how to speak Newfoundland, and I say this, and they know that I love it when I say this, right? Like, I had to learn how to speak Newfoundland when I moved to Fort McMurray. So, but like, it was fun, right? It was something fun. It was something really different. The reach on it was just crazy. And then we did something for, and this kind of came out of, we decided to do Christmas lights as well. And I don't know about in Boca, but I found this year, I saw more Christmas lights than I have ever seen in our city.
In my life. I've never seen so many. And so early. Everybody's like, damn it. I'm putting up my lights. And people still have them up. We still have our
Yeah. So the thing was, is that, so the St. Aidan's Society is for the seniors here. And they couldn't get out on their annual bus tour because we've been in a second lockdown here.
Yeah.
So it's so they said that they were going to make a video. Well, my ears perk up. Video? What do you mean? And I'm thinking,
right? You're like getting a twist. Okay. So, I call the Kathy Lee twitch.
Oh my goodness! Right. And so I'm laughing to myself because I don't just jump in and like, oh, I'll just do a little bit. No, it's a big thing. So Paul and I, my boyfriend and I, we filmed for 15 hours and we filmed in almost every community in Fort McMurray. And Caden spent 44 hours editing the videos. Wow. And it became a 37 minute video in its entirety. We landed up deciding that we needed to break it down next year, but the seniors loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Great idea.
And so then someone, another business offered a scavenger hunt, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is brilliant. So hopefully maybe next year I can partner with someone, because I can't give out prizes, but maybe if these other businesses give out the prizes, then then we can just make it a little bit bigger and a little bit more fun and something different and something good for people to do, right? So who knows what's going to happen this coming year.
That's a great idea. And circling, or I love your term, squirreling back, the 22 pieces of content. So you do say, for example, a virtual open house. Give everybody some ideas of where you're throwing that content once you've got that virtual open house video.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm doing Facebook, all right. So Facebook, it's going to go on my Facebook page, my professional page. Then we can throw it a whole bunch of different places. We can repurpose that and throw that in different groups, different Facebook groups and any for sale groups and stuff like that. It goes on YouTube immediately as well. So I don't even need to, before I had to download it and then upload it to YouTube by using StreamYard, which Adam Contost, our fearless Remax leader, recommend it. Blew my mind. I wish I had found it sooner, because I was trying to use some other program. Oh, I was like, if I had had that during COVID instead of trying to make this telestream program work, it would have been so much better.
I mean, I've got to start using it too. So we're both right there.
It is it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, let's work smarter, not harder. Right. Like, to be able to stream three places at one time.
Yeah.
No one else in my market. No one else is doing live open houses in my market.
That's insane.
But it's also a problem. No one else is doing it, so people don't realize they need it, right?
Right.
Like, so in some ways, I'm kind of a little, I don't want to say I'm way ahead of the curve.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Way, way, way ahead of the curve. And so the thing is, here's the other thing with doing video, with doing any project you decide to, do you want to know the secret to it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you really, really?
I always
because
want to
it's
know.
This, it is this. There's only one thing you need to do. Schedule it. That's it.
There you go.
Schedule it. That's it.
Boom.
That's it. That's how it gets done. Yes, I love in the hearts right now. Thank you. Schedule it. This is not just realtors. If you're looking at doing any kind of new project, schedule it. That's how it's going to get done. It doesn't mean you have it all worked out, but you have time to, how do I learn how to use StreamYard? How do I learn how to use my stabilizer? How do I learn to have better sound? So that's the first thing. Every single week, I'm doing a live open house. It's not if I am, it's where I am.
It's what time and where.
No. It's the time is always set. It is now Wednesdays. Wednesdays at noon. It's just like, where am I doing it?
There you go.
Right? Where are we doing it this week? Where are we doing it? And so then we have a system. That's the other thing, how things work is with systems and checklists. And I have a checklist for every single thing that we do. Price reductions, live open houses. I have a buyer's agent now, and when we can, he's doing open houses for me. We have a checklist for that. Offers, checklists. Like checklists, that's the best. Then you don't forget anything, right? Now, I'm an extrovert. I don't know if you can tell. I have an assistant that is like, she's an introvert and she like dots eyes. Dot eyes, crosses T's. Like she is like the opposite, not completely opposite of me, but she makes the checklist happen, right?
Well, she balances your extrovertedness out.
She just smiled. Thanks, Andrea. So you asked where else they go. So that's just some of the places that it'll go. It'll also go on the listing, okay? So let's say I have a bank repo listing and I don't want to spend all of the money on it, then I'll use a live open house. So again, it goes on the open house, on the MLS later. it goes into that virtual tour that we talked about with that BombBomb virtual tour link. It goes in there. It's on YouTube. So the other place is like, so once I'm done the live, then I'm flipping and then I'm doing the horizontal here. And then I'm doing the live open house. So that goes on stories. And then that becomes an Instagram TV episode. Instant. Yep. Done.
Perfect.
Right? And then if we do a price reduction, you can do a swipe up. I don't have 10,000 followers yet, but there's ways around this. And then it sort of becomes an evergreen content until things are sold. My days on market are 75 days on market. Right? Like, I need content. I don't, it's not a seller's market here. Right? Like, so I need to come up with stuff. And so I get a little bit frustrated with, you know, some of the seminars that are going, sellers. Well, it's not a seller's market everywhere. So how are you going to manage this? Right? And don't forget those days.
There's a couple things right now that are interesting. One, it can be a very weird market. Not every market is a seller's market. Not every agent is at the same place in their business. Not every agent had their best year last year. And I really wish, I mean, I'm so happy that there are agents that did. But there are agents that I know, and I'm one of them, who did not have my best year last year.
That's me. Yeah.
And one of the reasons is I got sick with COVID. I had it in the middle of the summer, and it kicked my ass. And let me tell you something. I had to kind of restart myself after I got through the worst of it. And so did I have my best year? No. But what I did do is I focused on things that I could focus on while I was quarantining, right? And came up with, what do I see my business looking like rolling into 2021? Because my energy was starting to come back. The fatigue was starting to wane. Certain things that I was dealing with post-COVID, which a lot of people are now sharing, I was dealing with. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I'm with you. I love virtual and I love video. And I'm going to be 59 in April. So when I hear agents say, I'm too old for that. I'm like, screw that. You can't even worry about that. If you're having a rough day, put a hat, sunglasses, filter on. I don't care. If you have good content and you can share local businesses like what you're doing, nobody cares what you look like.
No, they don't. No.
Get over it.
No. Yeah. So I'm not going to say get over it, though. Okay. This is the work through it.
Okay, work through it.
Please keep your language there, right? Like, because it just, like, that language is just so different and it's more inviting and it's safer space. And so anyone that's deciding to do video, what I encourage you to do is, like, Maya Angelou has an amazing quote. You know, she talks about people don't remember what you do for them. They remember how you make them.
I love her.
Right? And so, you know, I think about how grateful the businesses are. And the businesses got out of it what they put into it, too. Carly was, like, from Firebag Coffee. She was a rock star. She shared everybody's stuff. Even the lady from Higher Ground. They were sharing, sharing coffee places, sharing each other's stuff. Like, there's, like, this camaraderie and this beautifulness of that. But
well, so there's a McDonald's that people and need. Burger King. You have McDonald's and Burger King right across from each other. And you know what? You just never know when each of them is going to draw somebody in. That's how it works. That's the way it goes.
This is it. So here's something I want to talk about that, you know, that video does. Okay. And let's talk about, because there's going to be people that, because of video, do not like me. I am so okay with that. I am so okay with that. And then it's also going to draw people towards me faster. Right? The people that are going to come to me and they're going to be like, yes, I want to work with you. So people talk about know, like, and trust. And I think there's a piece missing. If you reverse engineer a sale, right? Like, you know, getting to the point of, you know, okay, someone chose you because they trusted you. Well, I trust my dentist, but I'm not going to him for heart surgery.
Exactly.
No. Right? So there is also, my clients believe that I can solve their problems. And I think that's something that's not focused on enough. It's just all know, like, and trust, know, like, and trust. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. And I got that from Molly Fletcher. And I just love her. I saw her speak and she was oh my God, she was so, I had a moment actually of like with Bruce Johnson. I don't know if you know Bruce Johnson.
I do know Bruce. I met him at R4.
Oh my God. Like one of my most favorite men on the planet, right? Like him and Michael Thorne and Jesse, like those
fantastic.
Two, like, yeah. Like love those guys. So we sat there and I had this moment of, oh, I could, he looked at me like, you could do that. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. You know? And so I hope at some point that this leads to that, because I'm so passionate about people getting started. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't want to inspire you to go, go, go. No, I right. want to teach you. I want to teach you how to fish, because the difference of learning how to fish, the difference that video will make in your life, people need the message that you have. People need you. You have a unique gift. Exactly. Just stay here with me. If you need to rewind this, I hope that you do. They need your gifts. And there are people that definitely do. And so if you're not getting everyone, that's okay. It's better that you work with people that you love, because that just feels this, right? It just feels this, and it's good for everybody. And you doing you is probably the best thing that you could be doing on the planet for people. I mean, people talk about, like,
all the time,
you know, like,
I'm like, just do you, boo.
Just do you, but like, find peace at home. And I think the world will have, like, this is a little esoteric, like a little bigger, but I do believe when you heal yourself and become more peaceful within yourself, that's going to have a major effect on the entire planet. So do your own work, do video, schedule it.
Yeah,
it's a secret. Just schedule it. And then don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, there's so many great resources. And REMAX is a family. You know, that's the other thing.
Absolutely.
REMAX is, and I think we have a lot of friends in common. So that, you know, like, I can't wait till we get to meet in person, because it'll be like a huge hug fest. I can tell, right?
I'm looking forward to those days. And that's what's been so interesting about, even though we've all been at home in quarantine and in different stages of it, I have really connected and reconnected with people in the industry and at REMAX. That is the one thing I am finding about Clubhouse, is I'm actually really connecting voice to voice with agents that I've been typing back and forth with forever and ever and ever. And then all of a sudden we're in a room together, we can actually have a conversation. So that's a nice bonus. But I'm with you, and I agree, because back in 2010, 11, 12, after the housing market crashed here, we had some personal stuff going on. I had to take an inside look at how I needed to be. And that included a little Al-Anon work. And that once I did that, then I was able to assess things with a different perspective and with less stress. You know, I was like, okay, I can control this. I can't control this. I can execute this. I can't execute this. I know somewhat what my strengths are. I need to hire a VA because I'm not good with this, this, and this. So you're spot on with that, Melanie. Spot on. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it isn't said enough. And going back to what I said in the beginning, which is we're all at different stages. I'm not a 40-year-old agent. I'm almost a 60-year-old agent. What's important to me right now may not be the same sort of thing for someone younger than me who may be newer in the business, or maybe they're doing luxury. I'm not a luxury girl. I do high end. I don't go after it. It kind of drops in my lap here and there. I know my sweet spot because it's comfortable for me. So, yeah, I'm with you. Love it.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you?
So, Instagram, Melanie Gallia Remax. Well, we're on this right now, so this is easy to find. I'm also on, but I realize people are on the podcast. Melanie Gallia, you can find me on YouTube. I'd say leave my business page alone, just because I need it to stay hyper-local. You know, and totally I recommend that for, you know what I mean? Stalk the pages. Don't follow the pages.
Yes,
don't,
I'm with you.
Just leave it alone.
Go away.
But Instagram doesn't seem to be that way. So if you want to follow me on Instagram and see what I'm doing with Discover Fort McMurray, you can follow me on Instagram as well there. And I also have a YouTube channel with that. And you can see what the 30 and 30 entailed and how much fun we had. That's the biggest thing. It's fun, right? Like, yes, it is a lot of work. It is organizing a wedding for 30 brides.
Which I'm going to be doing. My daughter just got engaged. So yes, I hear you. Love it. I love it. And you guys, feel free to reach out to Melanie via the DM. And I so appreciate you coming on today on this live.
I love today.
IGTV. Yeah, it's really nice because I put it into the IGTV and then I could get the swipe up for it. And then I do like a little what you do. I strip off the audio, I put it all over the place and do some fun stuff with it. But yeah, I like doing these Instagram interviews. And then just a little tip, if you do them and they're in IGTV, you can grab the link for it.
Yeah.
And you can pop the link into an IGTV downloader and you can actually download the IGTV video into an MP4. And then you can pop it into your software and turn it into your YouTube.
So love it.
It's really kind of nice. Yeah.
Love it. Cool. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. So, I so appreciate. I think you and I should set a date that we do a Clubhouse and talk about, have two different topics. One, talk about doing community video. And we probably need Sue in on that as well. Sue Benson.
Totally.
And then talk about the community. Like community doing virtual open houses. Because I think that there is like, if you're not doing it, you gotta do it. If
you're
you can do it in your market area,
And you're right. Yeah. Hardly anybody's doing it, by the way. Hardly anyone. And I can say 40,000 realtors down in my area, hardly, very few do it. I'd love to do that. So once we get offline, let's pick a date and we'll just set it up on the Clubhouse.
I love it. That'll be my
first
one.
I love it. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my heart is full. Thank you.
Have
a good day, everybody.
Yeah, have a good day, everybody, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of In the Hive with Michelle B. Please make sure you're following me at The Michelle B on Instagram. You can also find me on YouTube under Michelle Bellisari. I have two accounts there, and you can certainly check that out. If you want more information, great blog posts that continue the conversation about things happening in our real estate business in regard to marketing, branding, ideas, hit up sipsocialsell.com. That is my website. And also, if you would like to join Women to Women in Real Estate, that is my private Facebook group. Come on over. We continue the conversation there. I so appreciate you sharing my podcast with other folks that may have interest in learning how to brand, build their social media presence online to generate more referrals and presence in their community. All right, have a great day. Don't forget to check the show notes because I always have new and fresh ideas in there as well, including a course that I have created in regard to working with listing niches. So check that out. Have a great day.